interpretation in three languages: English, French, and Spanish. I think it has been tested. Can you tell me whether it works? If you can hear me well, if all the channels are working, there are no problems?
Yo creo que no.
I first of all would like to thank the interpreters that are here and who have been accompanying us in these past months. They are volunteer professional interpreters, and we are very, very happy that they are willing to help us. So thank you very much. Now, let us start. And maybe it is not such a good thing to start a meeting saying that it will be important, but I do think this will be an important meeting. And I would like to just briefly explain you why, what we are doing, and who we are, obviously. So in fact, it all started 1 year ago when Oscar González, who is a professor at the University of Mexico City, organized a roundtable in Mexico City with Buenaventura de Sousa Santos, famous sociologist, with Leo Gabriel, an anthropologist from Austria, with Roberto was not in Mexico City, he came in later, and myself. And this was because we thought that at this moment there was going to be a World Social Forum in Mexico City. Of course, we did not know there would be a health crisis. But the coincidence of that meeting was that we were all on the same line, the four of us: Boa, Leo, Oscar, myself, on the same line in saying that we thought the World Social Forum should become a global political subject, a global political actor, and that it should have a voice of its own, a voice to speak in the world and to the world on important political matters such as, let's say, Palestine, or let's say, the health crisis, or whatever, disarmament. And this roundtable was at that moment a big success. But the reactions from some members of the International Council of the World Social Forum was really amazing. And some said this should have been a kind of conspiracy. Now, what happened is that this brought us all closer together. And some other people joined our group: Roberto Savio, a famous, well-known journalist; Norma Fernandez, an anthropologist from Argentina. And we started talking, and we started sharing experiences. And we noted that these experiences were not that very positive for the past years, because the International Council of the World Social Forum had really lost its importance. 10 years ago, we were still 100, 150 members with many important intellectuals. Almost all these intellectuals have gone. We are now a group of around 50 people. And it is mainly a logistical meeting. It is not a political meeting anymore. And the other negative experience was that, for instance, in the IC meeting in Montreal, we were not able to condemn the impeachment of the Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff. And in the IC meeting in Salvador de Bahia, we were not able, as a World Social Forum, to condemn the assassination of Marielle Franco. We could only do that as movements, but not as World Social Forum. So that was the reason each time, because as World Social Forum, we do not exist. We cannot speak. We are not allowed to speak. And for everything that has to change, we need consensus. But in practice, this consensus means a veto right for some. So there is a problem. So to make a long story short, the six of us decided to start discussions to reflect on how possibly we could change the rules to make the World Social Forum a global political subject, to have a voice of its own. And so we invited other people to come and talk with us, discuss with us, reflect with us. We made a reflection group with members of the IC and others who were from outside the IC. We made a website, we made a Facebook page, and we organized this workshop. So our objective is to look at the rules that we have and to see how we can improve them. Because after 20 years, we think it is good to take stock and to see what and how can be improved. We do not want to make any decisions right now. We do hope that these discussions will go on and that we will be able, by next year, when there will be a real presidential World Social Forum in Mexico City, there to then take conclusions. And we know it will not be easy, because the reactions we get from the Orthodox members of the IC are always the same. We want the Politburo, a central committee, we want to split, we are verticalists, we are old left, etc., etc. But you should know that from more or less 2010-2015, we had a lot of discussions about possible changes. But we achieved them. There never were any conclusions. And today, the positive thing is that we are not alone anymore. There is also a group of Brazilians who want to discuss and look at possible changes. So this is a very positive thing. So this is our challenge, to continue these discussions and hopefully one day soon to reach an agreement on how we can work better. Because we do believe the World Social Forum has a huge potential. It is a real tool for change, or it can be a real tool for change. And we are convinced that it can contribute to effectively make another world. And what we want as group is indeed contribute to these changes and make this other world really happen. So this is the challenge we are faced with. I do hope that we will make some progress today. I will briefly tell you what the program is. We have four people to introduce these debates. I will first give the floor to Boaventura, who has worked on a couple of concrete proposals, because in fact we have two types of things to discuss. The first one is the rules we work with, the rules for the governance of the forum and of the IC, the rules to democratize it all. And the second thing is the possible actions we can take and we want to take. So after these four introductions, the first will be Boaventura. And I will introduce the others after Boa. Boaventura, you have the floor, please.
Yes, I'm now with the sound, right? I'll speak in English or Spanish. I don't know what you prefer, but is it the same? Okay. I think... What? Francine, tell me. It's fine?
It's okay, as you wish.
Okay, let's go. Okay, I think there were three ambiguities in the beginning of the World Social Forum, and these three ambiguities were the following. Is the World Social Forum just the Department of Social Responsibility of the World Economic Forum, or is an opposition to the World Social Forum? And the ambiguity was that some people in the forum were against neoliberalism, others were against capitalism. And I think that over the years, this tension became more intense in the World Social Forum. We are of the ones that believe that the World Social Forum is an opposition to the World Economic Forum, is not the Department of Social Responsibility, is not there to appease the good conscience of the capitalists, and it is anti-racist and anti-sexist. Secondly, there was the ambiguity that the everything in the World Social Forum is decided by consensus, operational things, because as Francine already told you, we're not allowed to take political stance because the World Social Forum is not a political subject. But consensus, there are two understandings. If you take the traditional understanding of consensus, consensus is reasonableness, is to decide by reasonableness, not by unanimity. That is to say, there are majority positions and there are minority positions, and it's just common sense or good sense that the minority yields to the majority so that there is a consensus. That's the way the indigenous people do. But in fact, the consensus rule was captured by some to mean unanimity. So if you are 99% against the colonial occupation of Palestine by Israel, there is one person that says, no, I don't agree. Nothing can be done because of unanimity. If 99% are in favor of productive rights of women, but just one because belongs to a Catholic organization, which is against the legalization of abortion, nothing can be done. So this is the ambiguity that became very tense in the following years. The third one is that nobody owns the World Social Forum. That's the mantra. That's the idea, the slogan. But in fact, if no one owns the World Social Forum, why since 2006 this is the main topic? Because we have seen that some people that think that they are the fathers of the World Social Forum, there are no mothers apparently, they think that they can really decide sometimes in parallel sessions secretly what should be done. And that's why we have been against all along. Many people left. Some people are here, very good friends. One of them is with us years here. Well, they left because they couldn't stand this idea of the ownership. So you are here, and now we think that we came, and that Francine put it very clearly, that now we are not alone. That is to say, there is a huge group, and I have to tell you, I have been in several meetings and seminars during this World Social Forum that shows that we have still a great potential, the World Social Forum. But everyone wants that this hope, that this potential is not failed, is not frustrated. When we go home next week and nothing happens, exactly as it has always been the case. We meet, we are very happy, and after that, nothing happens. So I think that now we have the obligation not to fail this aspiration of transforming the World Social Forum, renewing it into a kind of a political, well, global actor. And I'll say in a minute what we mean by that. But before that, there are three groups of people that are against this. In the debates, I've identified them. It's very nice, interesting to see. Well, they are the owners, so to say, the traditional, the original, so to say, the ones that are always claiming that will change so that nothing changes. So they are the gatto pardo, digamos, let's say. So everything changes, we are in favor of change, but nothing has to be changed. Well, they are the immobilists, so to say. 20 years after, it looks like the World Social Forum has not to change anything, even though the world has changed so much since then. The second one is a recent one, is that some global organizations, like Progressive International, that say, well, you, World Social Forum, this is verbatim what Yanis Varoufakis said in a meeting with us yesterday, the day before yesterday. So the World Social Forum is as it is, it's fine, because we, Progressive International, we take the global actions. We act globally. Well, with full respect for Yanis, a good friend, I have to tell him that the Progressive International doesn't have the global reach or the global standing or the global legitimacy of the World Social Forum. So I think that this not excuse the World Social Forum to be really an actor. And Yanis is not the only one. There are other global articulations or coalitions that think we will do the actions. You just stay as you are. Well, I think this is detrimental to the World Social Forum. And the third position, which it was yesterday, the topic of one world debates with artists and other groups, democratic groups in originally from Finland, is that yes, we have to change, we have to make deliberations, but we are not yet there. We have to think longer and to decide which are the best solutions to reach a kind of deliberative solutions for the World Social Forum and the global actions that can be, in fact, claimed in the name of the World Social Forum. Well, we think that we agree with this third position, actually. We think that we have now 1 year, 2021, to work very hard to find some proposals that we will take to the Mexico Forum Social World Social Forum Mexico in 2022, in which we would decide which changes should be made in the process of the World Social Forum so that it becomes a global, plural, fully respectful of diversity political subject that cares about life in the planet, that cares about Mother Earth, and cares about the people. So that's basically this idea, you see. So I think that we have one here, and the idea is that the World Social Forum in Mexico would have two parts, 2 days of discussions and 2 days of deliberations. Which would be the deliberations? Our idea is that we have to find a way, a democratic way, of to take decisions. We don't have a strategic thinking. We have been in the International Council for 2 decades. Rarely there is any substantive discussion about the state of the world. There is no substantive. It looks like there are sometimes very empty minds, quite frankly, myself included, I have to say. There is no environment to engage a substantive discourse about where is the world going. Well, this is so dramatic that the country that launched the World Social Forum is on the verge of a major crisis, not only a sanitary crisis, but a political democratic crisis. And in fact, nothing should be done. I mean, we don't see anything on the ground that could stop this genocidal president that they have now. This shows the paralysis of the World Social Forum. So we think that in this year, we'll have lots of moments. We have this group that Francine already told you. It was a small group initially. Now it's a much bigger group. And there are many other groups. And we are going to meet. And we have a web page that Francine can put on the chat. So you can have our ALUC, the texts. And in the texts that we have presented, we have made four major points. The first point is about strategic thinking. The World Social Forum has to have some strategic thinking. As we struggled a lot in the past so that the World Social Forum could take a stand on the reform of the United Nations. We couldn't do that because you could not act in the name of the World Social Forum. Strategic thinking. Distinguish between important rules and urgent rules. I praise of you, of course, the anti-nuclear struggle is a very important struggle. But now in Brazil, there is an urgent struggle to defend democracy. So important struggles and urgent struggles are two things. We have to think about that. The second one is we have to have a democratic base. So we are planning that we should have a way of having the organizations in a very transparent way, which are the organizations that participate in and they register in the World Social Forum, and they can come to Mexico and maybe not presential, maybe also virtual in some cases, so that it make it even more democratic and you can make decisions. What kind of decisions? There are many ways of democratically deliberating. I mean, not necessarily the voting. We are thinking that the vote would be a system for the global actions, but we think that there should be World Social Forum migration positions, World Social Forum cities position, World Social Forum traffic of human beings position. There should be, of course, health, peace, whatever. We could have global, regional, and thematic positions, and global positions by the World Social Forum. And we have thought That one possibility would be that, for instance, suppose that we have 75% of the organizations that want certain actions, but then a lot of minority positions, and some minority position have quite a following. Well, the World Social Forum could have, in fact, two positions, the majority position, World Social Forum majority, and World Social Forum minority. People would see our diversity, would respect our diversity. And I think that we need a governing body, that the third topic is a governing body, democratic. There are the people that are in the International Council, by, of course, don't represent the world in any reasonable way. Even the organization, sometimes it's difficult to find if the organizations are still there. So I think that we are with a democratic deficit at the point that you should have a governing body, call it International Council, call it whatever. We don't care about that. But someone that could take care of the decisions, implementing decisions, coordinating actions, and of course the World Social Forum be a global actor. Finally, we should have a communication position. Now, we want to know what the World Economic Forum thinks about the world. We go to the page, you have the position. It's not democratic. We know that. We want to be democratic. We want to be diverse, but we want to exist. At this point, we don't exist. Nobody knows what the World Social Forum is thinking about anything. So I think that this is the point. We have one here to discuss here. We are open to all kinds of possible suggestions. This is just one suggestion, and there will be many others. We ourselves are still discussing others, and we'll be discussing until we reach Mexico, because we think that these decisions should be made presentially, and then we could go from there. We could have a transitional period. At least I think that we need some hope at this point, because we have too much fear in the world and too little hope. And I think that in order to organize hope, you need organization. And this is a different world. It was much more optimistic in 2001 than it is now. So that's our point, and it's our take in this. And, of course, we are absolutely, you can follow our discussions in our page, and nothing, but absolutely nothing is decided. We cannot. We are just launching a debate, which we want to be a reasonable debate, with arguments, not with insults. We have been attacked or being anti-Semitistic or being anti-this and anti-that. I mean, this make any sense? We want not to be insulted. We want not to be boycotted, as we have been sometimes. We want to speak and speak reasonably and to have our positions aired in the world. And they, of course, our people that are adversary, they can do it as well. I mean, there is nothing wrong on this. These are contradictions among us. Well, let's discuss them. Let's not insult us as if you were enemies. That's the tone of our the bottom position. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. I think this was a very good summary of what we are faced with and what the tasks ahead are. I will have to apologize for slightly changing the order of the speakers, because Thomas Panaya will have to leave us because he has lectures to give, as I understood. Thomas Panaya is one of the, is a sociologist. He's one of the authors of the first books on the World Social Forum, and he has been following this process for a very long time. So I will give him the floor for 10 minutes, if that is possible, Thomas. And then I will very briefly, I'm very sorry, Mireille, then I will very briefly give the floor to Tiburcio for a couple of minutes, because he will also have to leave, and Candido, and sorry, Candido, and then Candido and Mireille. Okay, Thomas, you have the floor.
Okay. Well, thank you very much to Francine, Boa, Roberto Savio, and others for inviting me onto this panel and this working group. Also, by the way, I should say it's an honor for me to be on a panel with Mireille Fanon-Mendez-France, someone that I've admired for a very long time. Thank you all for the effort that you've put into the World Social Forum. It has been the most innovative social movement process of the 21st century. And that is because of your work over the past 20 years. Now, I was intensely involved in the forum over its first 10 years. And then for some of the reasons that Boa mentioned, I started to diminish my participation in the forum. Now, the forum has advanced the notion, better than anyone, I think, that we need a diverse, radically democratic globalization. We need local, national, global systems in which the major economic, political, cultural, ecological decisions are determined via a participatory democratic process. There are thousands of alternatives that have been presented at the World Social Forum. What the majority of them have in common is the call for a participatory democratic globalization, a globalization from below, against the globalization from above, driven by political and economic elites. Now, the World Social Forum, despite the great contribution that we've made to progressive causes, is now in danger of perishing or of simply becoming less and less relevant. The possibilities of the open space were evident in our first 10 years, but the limitations of this model have become more and more obvious over the past decade. And that's why I think interest in the forum has substantially dropped. The forum now needs to move from being an open space to being a space that is structurally oriented towards political action. To understand this, we need to reflect a bit on the origins of the World Social Forum. The forum first emerged in 2001 in the wake of what the late Emmanuel Wallerstein once described as the weakening of the welfare state in what was once called the First World, the fall of the Soviet Union in what was once called the Second World, and the exhaustion of various national liberation projects in what was once called the Third World. The weakening, the fall, the exhaustion all severely diminished the legitimacy of the three dominant left-wing state projects of the second half of the 20th century. The failures of the welfare state, the communist state, the national liberation state, all appeared to demonstrate that the state could not move us towards another better world. The World Social Forum emerged in this context. The forum's various proposals incarnated an attempt by social movements to imagine emancipation in light of the apparent decline of the progressive possibilities of the state. That is our origin. We emerge in an era of widespread disillusionment concerning the radical possibilities of political parties and government. The forum was founded as an event where various progressive social movements, writers, teachers, students, the general public, but not political parties, could regularly come together to mutually construct alternatives to the degeneracy, the social, cultural, and individual degeneracy. I mean, Trump kind of embodies this, produced by neoliberal globalization. The forum was imagined as an open space in which all progressives, that is, all opposed to the current form of globalization, could voluntarily participate as equals in debate and solidarity. And these discussions inevitably led to a shared culture among us at the World Social Forum, to what Candido has referred to as a commitment to mutual recognition and to our common humanity. The forum has been the subject that refuses to treat others as objects. Now, while the future of the forum is unclear, its influence is not. The impact of the forum's call for more radical forms of democracy has been evident in the Occupy movement, in the Indignadas in Spain, in the Arab Spring, and some of the leftist governments in Latin America. The call for a new, genuinely egalitarian democracy has in its various forms been the common foundation for radical struggles in the 21st century. And the forum was the key to moving this principle forward around the world. How does the forum address the contemporary crisis that our world is facing? Well, it's time for the forum to structurally orient itself towards political action in dialogue with political parties and processes. The forum emerged in a context in which the state left had been delegitimized, and thus it made sense in 2001 not to substantially integrate political parties into the forum discussion. Today, certainly since the 2008 financial crisis, the state has returned. The electoral option, symbolized in North America by people like Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, once again appears to be a viable way forward for some substantial progressive change. The state is, of course, not the only way forward. More than ever, we need strong international social movement networks, because only they will pressure political parties to maintain their promises. But the state remains the most powerful potential vehicle and ally for social transformation. Social movements cannot produce transformation on our own. That should be obvious now over the last 20 years. We need alliances with political parties, but they also need us to ensure that they stay committed to their progressive possibilities. They need pressure from us. They know that. The progressives within political parties understand this. The standard of a global radical democracy will persevere as the key element of the global left. But if the World Social Forum does not want to perish or become irrelevant, then it must reinvent itself. We must find a way, with all the contradictions, frustrations, and negotiations that this implies, to effectively involve political parties and actors and to transform our open space into a space of action. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you very much, Thomas. That was very clear and very, very useful, I think. So if you allow me, I will give the floor for a couple of minutes.
Voilà, je vais laisser la parole à Tavoussio. Donc, ce sera possible pour 3 minutes, hein, quand il doit nous laisser.
Thank you. Thank you, Francine. Thank you, Francine. Thank you, everybody. Before I say anything, I would like to thank you for your organization, for organizing this activity, because it's extremely important for the future of the forum. The International Committee or Council recently approved the formalization of this debate on the future of the forum outside and within the council. I believe that the necessary movements will happen. The necessary changes will take place within the forum, and they are happening now. This virtual forum shows us that there is a scale or a reduced attempt. It might be a reduced quality, but we are making these changes happen. And in front of us, we have a huge renovation, a great renovation taking place from now. I believe that the collective, the DFACT collective, will start to build a process that will be permanent and that will continue and that will have political relevance, a greater political relevance. It will be able to really and truly express articulations, proposals for struggles and concrete actions, campaigns we can use. And this is what we should do to go forward. We must put ourselves to this challenge. And I believe that we should have a seminar about the forum's future, middle of this year or September, before we get to the face-to-face forum in Mexico at the end of this year or in 2022 in Rio de Janeiro. This forum shows the risk that we have now is not, we can't die. The risk is not dying. The risk is how we revive ourselves with this effort, with these huge challenges that faced us together. Thank you, everybody, and my congratulations to you all for this organizing this activity. I'm speaking today with the co-founders, with many other colleagues and companions. Thank you so much, and congratulations for this initiative. Thank you.
Merci,
We didn't have a Portuguese translator, so I really hope that the interpreter could do it, was able to interpret that. Thank you.
First of all, Mireille Fanon, Mondes France, who is a UN consultant working mainly on racism and racialization, if I pronounce this correctly. And Mireille is also one of the members of the IC who has been there from the beginning, has been working with us for a long time. Mireille, you have the floor.
Hello, everybody. I'm going to speak French, but we have the translation here. So I'm a member of the France Fanon Association, and it's on behalf of them that I'm here today as part of the International Committee. I'm not at all as an ex-expert. That doesn't exist anymore. I'd like to thank Francine and others who began this reflection group on a change that we really need, because we're currently in a world that uses us and doesn't let us breathe. And we need to think differently and effectively. And what the WSF should be all about. I'm in complete agreement with Boaventura and the analysis that he made. It's very nice that we come together, but we need to really look at the questions that come up. And we need to get our word across from this forum as our group. We really need to have a voice that speaks to the world. And we know very well what we want, but it's finding a way of saying it. And we have to construct this. So I came to the WSF with this idea. We want our voices to be heard in a worldwide forum. But in a struggle that I'm invested in, which is structural racism. I'm not talking about diversity. I'm unhappy and very angry when racism is treated as diversity. It's not a question of diversity. It's a question of force relations. It's a way of implanting power between people. We see very well that we need, even between us, to speak in a different way and to not instill this power, this force power between us. Yeah. So it's actually urgent for the WSF to understand each other and to give one politically built voice. So that reflects the force relationships that we want to instill. We want to resolve some questions that won't prevent us from working properly. So so this started with opportunities in 2001, and here we are in 2021, and we're talking about change. So each time that we talked about change in each of the forums, yeah, particularly in international committees, I'm talking personally here. Yeah, that we had more hope in these changes than the actual forums.
De fonctionnement et d'ouverture, et que l'on ne se laisse plus guider effectivement par
les
qui nous empêchent
Yeah, we didn't want to be prevented from working by a charter of principles that stopped us from living our interior democracy in spaces such as the WSF. It's not worth it. It's for the good of humanity, and it's not definitive. So these charters are destructured in these days. They're principles that close us in.
Sur quel principe et pourquoi est-ce qu'on y adhère, etc. Et
ensuite, so we need to decide. While we're here, we need to decide on our principles. So we have no alternative but to change this time, right now. So we cannot. So we need to be clear that we need to have a political stance. Yeah, so we can see the world, we can see the struggles that are going on. But to succeed, we need a political commitment, we need a political voice. So I would say we can't change the world without changing ourselves. So here we are in 2021. So World Social Forum needs to accept that it needs to change. It needs to accept to change itself. I'd like to come back to something that bothers me. This forum began to answer the answer attacks in servos. I was always surprised, and I've thought long and hard about how we want to question how capitalism works without asking the foundations of this capitalism. It's not Marxism. Yeah, to position ourselves from the beginning. Yeah. So we were devised by the politics of race to make hierarchies. So if we don't want to look at these power structures and racism at the same time, we can't walk properly. So that's one of my main concerns. If we need to make a change, we need to interweave racialization with capitalism. The two things are intricately linked. Yeah, race is interlinked with power. Yeah, and this power is capitalism. If we want to seriously work against capitalism and make it work in a different way, if we want peace, humanity, health, education, we must take into account the notion of racialization. And we have examples. I can't give you all the examples. In the United States, this year, it's been very clear the murder of George Floyd. So we need to make this link between this racism and the capitalism. You talk about dissolution of political policies, accommodation. And this is also something that's very important and involves all the countries that are involved in this forum. It's a question of the earth. It's how capitalism, through international organizations, take up the land and use it. So here I'm in Martinique. we can see how the land was taken over by cultivation of bananas, which didn't exist before. And people were forced to do this production for France, produce bananas. So we're talking about racialization of part of humanity, natives, the minorities, which are not minorities for me, which should be taken into account, African descendants, Africans. These questions revolve around racialization. And so they revolve around capitalism. So if we really want to change the world and we want a democracy, a political one, if we want a better democracy than now, then we need to look at this question of racialization. It's one of our obligations to make sure that working against liberal politics and capitalism is also working for it's also working for another type of humanity, which doesn't work on hierarchy of races. Thank you very much, Mireille.
Thank you very much,
Mireille. Our last speaker in these introductions is Candido Gliboski, who was one of the founders of the World Social Forum as well, who has left the process, but who has played a major role in the first years of the forum. Candido, you have the floor.
Gracias, Francine, y gracias a todos.
Thank you, Francine, and thank you, everybody. I speak English a little bit of French because I was born in sometime in France during my exile. Obviously, Portuguese because that's my mother language. So I'm going to speak in Portuñol.
So
excuse me if it's not so clear. I wanted to first thank all of you inviting me to be part of this group, because Thomas knows I left the forum at the beginning of the decade after what happened in Dakar, the forum in Dakar, because it was too much for me. I couldn't accept the fact that our inability to organize anything. So I stopped assisting, attending. I left because it was harmful for our group, what our group was doing in Brazil. All of my previous experience, as you know what happened in Belém, in the forum in Belém, we made an effort to open us to the peripheries, to those on the outside, to other groups such as indigenous, to Afro communities, people in the center, interior of Brazil. And during the crisis, we didn't know how to take advantage of this. So this is a bit of my story. But it took me nearly 4 years in exile. I got involved in global activism, you could say. I was working with negotiations in 86 in Canada, and the negotiations to do with the UN cycle conferences, with the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, in the 80s, and in Europe with the EU. But my vision has always been to having an active agenda to do with data and proposals that we didn't have a space for us to do this. So I had a personal level, institutional level in the forum in 2000 when we started to organize this group in Brazil to make it viable, then I got involved. So the forum is extremely important for me. It's all of you when it started, all of you were part of it. But I just wanted to highlight that from the start, I accepted this open space. But there was something that wasn't in the Charter of Principles, which was a condition that this is an open space because we are building our action agenda. So we were saying that we were organizing ourselves and we were going to react to this and write a proposal, but we didn't have a strategic thinking. And for example, what Mireille was talking about with structural racism, we didn't have these basic structures for our thinking, and that's what we were missing. So the reason that the forum has been losing people is because everything was in the clouds, let's say. It was in the air. We could say things, but it was just left there. Nothing, no action ever came of what we spoke about. It was more a question of expressing ourselves. We couldn't organize ourselves politically. We would have thousands of events that would end up in nothing. Sometimes they would be empty. Anyway, I'm not going to go into those aspects of the history now, but the forum was inspiring. It inspired many people because it was something new, but it did lose its legitimacy after a time.
And
I was only an observer. I never participated much, and I ended up becoming very disappointed with the forum because the activities were getting worse. There were 20 events about Palestine. There was no dialogue with us. Everything was in Arabic. So they were speaking among themselves. There was tension between peoples, the Maghreb, between them. So it was very problematic. So I thought it's not really possible. I thought that I would just accompany the efforts. I saw that those who were emerging, various movements were emerging. England, who were starting to criticize the forum. So I spoke to the groups who were starting to think in a more strategic form, who started to have a new paradigm in their strategy. And I dedicated a lot of time to this. I tried to influence negotiations in 2012 in the UN, but we were systematically destroyed as being insignificant. So anyway, I gave up after that. So we now arrive at this situation that we are in today, which seems to me this is an extremely important piece of work that we are developing now. And people are trying to access the forum, and we must keep up our spirits. No, we've got to keep going and think that there are so many good things here that we can achieve and do together. But what I want to do is just add something. I don't see how we can do it without having a way of thinking that means we can having a plural diversity of all a type of coherent speech among us. I don't see how we can do this to decide what action to take, to be able to define what is important, what we must do. I have a vision of huge changes within humanity taking place through citizen action. So I bring this to the forum to change the forum. I didn't expect anything from the IC at the start. I wanted the governance to change in the forum. We could put forward the best proposal, but we could still be destroyed by one vote because of the consensus. And that's the existing institution we have today. We can't do it like this then. In the last discussion we had with Boaventura, I said we need coherent citizens with us, people who are involved in this debate, and to have the strength to impose this and change the IC, the International Council. I think that consensus is something that is just put there to stop us. There isn't a substantial democracy without our differences and debates and searching for consensus and accepting this, that. We can't say if someone's against this or with us. So the IC does not represent diversity. We must have this clear. If we leave it to the IC, nothing will happen. We must get over this idea of the assembly. If not, nothing will ever come of it. To have a significant assembly, we must do as the Chileans do. If not, we're not going to have this. We must create this pressure. We must have this idea of action, bring it within the forum, within ourselves. We must fight over this idea of what the forum is. If we have to bring it down, we bring it down. I didn't feel part of the council before within the Brazilian group because I was in the minority. Tiburcio left before. Martin also left. But there was just a few of us who remained. Very few of us left who could do anything, so nothing changed. So I think that if we have this sensitivity to be able to call those who don't feel represented, who don't feel that the forum is theirs anymore, we need to reinforce this call. We need to create this mobilization of great power. This is a task that is left, a huge task for us to do. We need to do this straight away. We need the communications, meet the media necessary in the necessary ways to have to call people so that we can change at the very heart what it is. Otherwise, we're going to be too old and we won't be able to decide anything. So we need to continue mobilizing ourselves and mobilize those from the outside as well. I do believe it's possible that we can create this change. We might not win now, but it is possible to change the forum. The forum is also a space, a place that we conceived as being radically democratic, and we must continue to work on pluridiversity and also the diversity of the planet. We must imagine how can we build alliances among movements, alliances to have agendas that we can speak in with our allies. Proposals that we can give a voice to. So I think that we can move forward. I'm still here. I'm a bit new to these discussions with you, but I hope that you understand what I've been saying. Thank you.
These were four very, very useful introductions. We have 1 hour left for debate and discussions. I would like to invite all those who would like to have the floor to put their names in the chat box. That will make it easier for us. And in order to have as many people as possible take the floor and hear all the different opinions, I think it is best to limit the speaking time to 3 minutes. If we have time left, we can give the floor again to the people who have introduced this debate. But I see that we have many, many participants in this workshop. So please, if you want to take the floor, put your name in the chat box. I already have on my list Roberto Savio, and after him, Alexander Buzgarin. Roberto, please. Microphone, please. Microphone.
Sorry. Well, I think that after 20 years, everybody should make what in Italy we call an aggiornamento. But today, what we have been doing and thinking, I don't find this something not, I can say, conflicting, or I think that we need to have a debate. And I'm very sorry that this debate looked like enemies attacking each other, because it should not be the spirit of the World Social Forum. I think that there are three problems. The first, we have an international council which is not a body of governance. That, I don't think anybody of the international council would come and say, we are an efficient body of governance. That is clear to everybody. And it is not possible to have a body of governance which meets just at every forum, or maybe every year, because the world at the time of today is so fast that this is a formula which does not face the reality. The second consensus, usually, at least in the non-aligned movement, where I worked very much, and it was the non-aligned movement which adopted the principle of consensus, was not unanimity. Was the fact that if there was a general feeling in the room or in the hall, the chairman would say, I feel we have a consensus over this issue, and go ahead. Here, consensus had become something which makes absolutely no sense in terms of democracy, because with one vote, you can block everything. And that reminds me, as Armando De Negri said in the last meeting we had, of the special countries in the Security Council which have veto power. And this is, to have a veto power in the social movement is really something unheard of. The third problem we have is that we do not have a direction. I mean, I stopped to go to the International Council because it was people speaking 3 minutes, each one of them, and then suddenly, when there were no speaker, the agenda was over. There was no conclusion, there was no direction, there was nothing. We did not create any strategic thinking. The world was going on with all its horrors, and we were talking about issues which were technical, bureaucratic. I mean, we did consume our time in things which had nothing to do with the urgency of the world around us. So we need to do three things. The first, find a way of a better democracy in which we can create a position, and we should abandon this idea of the consensus and unanimity. We should try to have consensus. When there is no consensus, let us vote. Let us vote with 80%, 90%, 95%, whatever you want, to be sure that they represent really the majority of people, the large majority, the near unanimity, but not unanimity. Unanimity is not a way of governance. Besides this, we have another problem, which is how to run a World Social Forum which is consonant to the outside world. And it cannot be the International Council. We must have, as we have been debating, a group of people who are elected for a period that cannot be re-elected. We should not continue to have a situation like now where we have the same people for 20 years taking the function of governance in the International Council for nothing really strategic, but day-to-day, year-to-year kind of governance. So this is another very important element. Once we solve this problem of how to have real democracy, two, how to run the World Social Forum with a body which is efficient and can react to the real life. Three, we discuss what is a strategic position that we can take. Once we have done these three things, the World Social Forum will become again a point of reference. I'm very sad to see that over the years, a lot of my friends which were coming to the World Social Forum not coming anymore. Look Italy. We had in Italy two or three of the International Council because Italy was very committed. The Italian civil society was extremely committed. Today, we are the Italians who are acting in the International Council. And I can go with example. From Bernard Cassin to other people who have been playing a decisive role, who are left of the people who accompanied intellectually the birth of the World Social Forum. Go to the International Council. There might be two or three. So I think that this World Social Forum has been very important because it showed two things. The first, that the 20 years of work have given to the World Social Forum a strong power of convocation. Two, that the participants, the people who came, are basically, from the statistics, the people who have been taking part in the World Social Forum in the last 20 years. We have very few newcomers. And we cannot continue to have a World Social Forum without able to bring new people, new forces, new voices. There were three mass mobilization, the women, the race, and the environment. We have not been part of the three. So that is fine. The idea to have an open space is still valid. I don't think we should discuss the Charter of Principles. It's an historical document that we can keep in the history with us, but it is just necessary to actualize some points. On this point, there should be open debate without hate, without feeling of power. And once we have done this, I think we will start to have a new World Social Forum able to attract newcomers, new actions, young people, different regional actions, and with those people create a strategic thinking which is not only of us, the old timers, but also of the new people. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Roberto. The next on the list is Alexander Spuzgalin. I would like to ask our people who speak to very briefly present themselves. That will be more correct than when I try to do this. So please, Alexander, you have the floor, and after you comes Antonio Martins.
Thank you very much, colleagues. Добрый день, добрый вечер, доброе утро. I just wanted to tell a few words in Russian. I represent Russian Social Forum, and I'm new in this group, but I have long experience of participation in World Social Forum from 2002, Porto Alegre, and I was among organizers of European Social Forum, Russian Social Forums, and so on. So I have really big experience. If it's possible, I will put a short number of points in the screen. Oh, no, it's impossible. Okay, doesn't matter. I will don't spend space, spend time. So, first of all, social forum is space for talks and horizontal connections, and this is extremely important. But if we want to have actions, it's necessary to have really very strong organizations who can act first. Second, organizations which are really international. And if these organizations will decide to be inside World Social Forum the core for organization of political actions, that will be the first extremely important step. So the idea is not to change the model of international council voting. The idea is not simply to change procedures. The problem is to unite acting organizations together for some practical steps. And if we can make such network of such organizations, then we have extremely good chance to make World Social Forum political actor. This network, this subspace of World Social Forum can create a central coordinating council. I don't know how to give the name. By the way, in European Social Forum, we had the forums. We had such center, and this center could organize in Florence demonstration 2 million people. It was great event. Next step, if this council will make concrete proposals for mobilization, and at least one action will be organized by this core of World Social Forum, then we can come and say, look, we could organize action in many countries with millions of participants. We are strong. The idea of World Social Forum as political actor is working. This is practical idea. This is not our blah, blah, blah. And if we have this, then we can make next step and to discuss about transformation of World Social Forum in general. So we must give examples that the core, the main organizations of World Social Forum can be together for practical actions. If we will not make something practical, nobody will trust us. And one more postscriptum. I think it is important for World Social Forum to have a think tank. It was said about strategy, extremely important question. But it is also very important to have maybe annual reports of World Social Forum, which will show the contradictions of modern situation, strategy of the overcoming of modern crisis. And these documents can be elaborated by the best scholars, thinkers, intellectuals of the world. We have such potential. It will be alternative to well-known reports of World Bank or something like that. So if it's possible, I put in the chat the document which I wanted to show, and I think it will be available for everybody. And thank you again, and I'm very ready from East European countries, Central European countries, former Soviet Union space, to participate in this activity and to be stronger in World Social Forum. And greetings from snow Russia, a little bit of warm snow to you. Thank you so much, friends.
Thank you very much, Alexander. So next on the list is Antonio Martins from Brazil. And then after him comes Leo Gabriel. Antonio?
Sí.
Please.
Buenos dias. Buenos dias.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'll speak very telegraphically then for 3 minutes. I'm Antonio Martins. I've participated as a creator of ATAC in Brazil, in the initial group of the Brazilian organizations as part of since 2000 in the forum. There are so many considerations and all that's been said already. I want to be very brief and very concise. I propose that we, as participants in the World Social Forum, should, in the next meeting in the International Council, present two very simple ideas. One, start a process change to change the Charter of Principles based on a very simple changes that could even be presented as the result of consensus, which would show the idea that we need to change the forum from its present role, which is very insignificant, vis-a-vis the challenges that we will have to face in the future. Second, start from that change in the Charter of Principles, a process that, as Boas says, which would last a year, reflection on the world, but also self-reflection, inward reflection about the forum. I think this process is a very delicate one. The answers are not easy. The WSF has been a major invention, very subtle. I'm sorry we've lost the connection there. I can't hear Martins. No, the signal has gone. We can't hear him. We can't hear Antonio.
Voy a dar la palabra.
So, I can hear now. Yes. 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 So, I was saying, can you hear me? Yeah?
Change
point 5 of the charter and add a sentence where we say that it doesn't aim to be representative of world civil society, but it can adopt collectively actions that will strengthen it politically and theoretically on crucial issues for another possible world. I think it's necessary to make that clear. A small change that would have to be agreed on, but to indicate that we are not paralyzed in what we were before 20 years ago. We want to change, we want to adapt the dynamic of the WSF to the new needs that are arising from the new situation in the international political struggle. At the same time, start a process that can be structured by many stakeholders at the same time and can be articulated by the WSF. In other words, a process to construct consensus, to construct what Boa referred to, the majority and the minority positions, and have them reflected. I don't think the solutions are simple. It's not just a question of having an assembly and then deciding something. Assemblies in Davos, but the political parties can't take place. But we need to be decided to create political action. It's a difficult process, but it's possible. I think in 1 year we'll be able to do it. So my proposal is an initial change, a big change, in the Charter of Principles right now. We, as a civil society organization, we can exert pressure so that the International Council should open up a debate that would last a year, which would define the moment we're living in and then the processes that are needed through the forum. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Antonio. Leo Gabriel. And after Leo.
Leo? Leo, the next speaker.
Buenas tardes.
Good evening. Good afternoon. I'm Leo Gabriel, anthropologist, activist for peace.
Bueno, y miembro del Consejo Internacional.
I'm a member of the International Council since the beginning. Basing myself on what has been said, it's interesting to see there's a unity, there's a convergence here. And in the different panels that we've had on certain points, the only difference is that I'm in a hurry. I think we need to advance these proposals in this virtual forum for the construction of an alternative forum, because all the meetings that we've had with large organizations, external organizations, we need to create a political entity that could act on the global stage. So I've got two propositions here. One is about the assembly, and the other to the agreed actions for world mobilization, like we did before the Iraq war. This Saturday, many organizations will attempt, big organizations, to construct the core of an assembly that's still virtual, where proposals can be put forward for mobilization. And the systems that can include as many people as possible. And within that, there's a call for peace from the World Disarmament Movement. There's also a call for a mobilization in the next G20 meeting. And also, I've just heard a call for the cancellation of public and private debt, CETM are carrying that. Those of us who are working hard, and also we're working well in terms of quality, this virtual forum is working well in that sense, but the call is very small. It's not about the fact that we don't know how to handle computers, it's the fact that the world is waiting for action, decisive action, that should be constructed as early as possible. As for the assembly, it's true, it won't be done from overnight, but at regional levels, I've heard in different panels recently that there are ideas in Central America and a large part of Europe, and including Eastern Europe, Africa too, and some colleagues, not many, from Asia, to make a call to include assemblies at regional level, which could be the basis for a general assembly, which could take place in Mexico. Let's not postpone things as we usually do. Let's start now and invite all of you who participate in these meetings to be there on Saturday the 30th for the assembly and participate.
Bueno. Ya terminé. ¿O quieren que siga hablando?
You want me to continue to speak?
Tu micrófono.
John Anderson is not there. Then the floor is to Perry Gills.
No se escucha, Francine.
Mira, está abierto, está abierto. Puede ser que Gabriel me cerró. ¿No me escucha?
Escuchamos, sí, próximo.
Okay, Barry Gills, please. Barry Gills.
Now.
Tampoco. David Gabriel. David Gabriel, please.
Oui, bonjour. Je vais m'exprimer. Je vais m'exprimer en français. Merci beaucoup pour ce panel et toutes les interventions intéressantes. Moi, je voulais intervenir très rapidement pour dire qu'on est un mouvement antisystémique. C'est-à-dire que les mouvements, après la crise de 2008, qui ont émergé, de toute façon, après la crise du Covid, ils vont émerger. En cours de 2019-2020, il y a eu plus de 30 mouvements stratégiques dans le monde qui se sont déroulés à une vitesse exceptionnelle.
There have been more, a lot of strategical movements that emerge very quickly with the communications around the world. We remember that in the crisis in 2008, movements emerged in Sao Paulo, in Madrid, in lots of places around the world. So for our movements, we have to ask ourselves this very strategical question. After the COVID-19 pandemic, which is a terrible crisis, from where are going to start the new anti-systemic movements around the world? And how can we anticipate the new movements that are going to be born tomorrow? Well, this is what's going to bring strongness to the forum. That's my first point. We've got to listen to the emerging social movements, and we've got to give them political force, to give them strategic, to give them help to these movements. And we've got to have a voice at the global level. For instance, for the new political platforms, well, there's all the movements in the cities that have been created with new political forms that go beyond political parties. But you see transformation in Barcelona, for example, or other cities. It's a transformation of the political and social movement. And that's also what's happening in New York and other places, where you see a transformation of the social movement. Cities are becoming a new political actor. But we also have to maybe integrate political parties and more so political platforms, not speak about parties, because some people are maybe going to be scared by this idea of parties. We want to say that we want to go further and to open up new political spaces with other organizations. And the second point is this, the question of the democratization of the forum. It's very important because we have to propose a thing that's in between democracy and a Politburo. So we've got to find a sort of in-between form that allows us to build a new way of speaking. Maybe we can have a strategical organization that's democratic, and we must define maybe 5 or 6 points each year to strategically intervene in the international debate. And so this way, we can make progress on several propositions. And for this, we need structure. We need a very great communication. The communication in the social movements is very important because social networks, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, well, this question of communication is controlled by them. This question of the online communication is really super important. And I think that we have to use maybe the platform element. I'll give you a link. And so my last proposition, ça fait déjà 4 minutes. My last proposition, it's on federator elements. Can you end? Yeah, of course. Well, we've got to have big events and to let young people speak also. Because if we want to build the 20 next years of the social forum, well, we've got to let young people express themselves and develop their ideas. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Okay, now Emir Sadr, please. Emir?
Buenos días a todos. Mi nombre...
Un momentito, Félix.
Perdón.
Primero,
wait a moment, Félix, please. Emir Sadr first.
Con micrófono, por favor.
Emir, it's your turn to speak.
Con micrófono. Sí.
Bueno. Muchas gracias, felicitaciones por el tema.
Thanks very much. It's a challenge for this next WSF.
Tendremos éxito si será copado por jóvenes.
It will be more successful if we get younger people.
Porque no tenemos que discutir a partir del futuro, tenemos que discutir a partir del mundo.
What we need to be discussing is based on what's happening in the world, in the construction of this other possible world, this anti-neoliberal Latin American countries, the great leaders of the left at world level. We need to get them on board. I think the most important thing is to set up the first organizing committee of the forum to incorporate movements of black people from North America as well and have a complete renewal in the next forum. But it's a pity that we're always the same people involved all the time, no? I'm seeing a lot of old faces here, but that's fine. But it hasn't existed politically in the last few years. There are several young generations who are struggling, political struggles, but they don't know about much about the forum. We're fighting against newer liberalism. We need to call on, if we have a narrow vision, and we don't work with governments who've had an important projection in the field, we need a much wider range of countries so that we can develop strong roots in the different countries. We'll only be something if we extend this representation. So from now, I propose that there should be the organizing committee for the next forum the International Council or whatever, but what we failed or succeeded in, we had to work on that, and we need the themes, all the economic crisis and the social problems are killing millions of people. We need to invent a new agenda to incorporate more things. But we need to start from our starting point would still be another world is possible. Thank you very much.
Felix Cadena, y luego Oscar.
Felix Cadena, please, and then Oscar.
Felix Juan de Dios Cadena Martín.
And Felix Juan Oscar Martín from Mexico. I've been here since the beginning in various forums and in Mexico, centered on the solidarity economy. And what I've always said here, which I will repeat now, that we have solidarity networks, which you remember, but looking at the problem that we have now, there's two considerations and particular proposals, I'd like, specific proposals I'd like to put forward. I think that answering the question with time, I don't, I can't hear the speaker, I'm sorry.
Within
the forum, in spite of the meetings we've had here, firstly, we should have a permanent process. Secondly, we should have interventions on another world as possible. And thirdly, that this should have more force. It should have more impact. We shouldn't just be in silence. So these processes are not only a series of internal activities with among people within people of the forum. We should also be thinking of the forum in Mexico, which will be key. But we should start the process, the presents, the in-person process before Mexico. And we should have the Charter of Principles ready, but practically I think we should be moving forward and seeing the impact that the charter should have in evidence of what we've done this year. I'm in agreement with Leo that we've made a lot of progress, that next Saturday we should come out of this forum with a new global common agenda with key ideas in which we are all present, ideas such as topics such as women, gender. But on that day, we should put emphasis on gender and the claims that we have to put forward all together. We've also made a lot of progress in the case of economic justice. I form part of that group. We have an idea. We have a meeting on the 18th where we are going to find ways of having internal articulations. And 95% of us on the 18th have made going to make contribution for the 1st of May. On the 1st of May is the day that we are going to be working on economic justice. And it will be part of the vindications that... Sorry, the speaker keeps cutting out. We can see that we have several days that we will want to be present, and we've said that these shouldn't just be protests or publications or denouncing. In solidarity, we should have, according to the capacity of each organization in their space, that they should do the most that they can do. They should use their capacity to having a project that defines what they wish to achieve, the results, the outcome, and that they compare the knowledge of their results. So we would like, but what Ventura said about strategic thinking focus, as well as with the group of women, we should have a small commission which will interact with the other group. so that we can all have an understanding between us, and that so the articulations are all agreed among us.
Un conocimiento que se vuelva...
I'm sorry that I couldn't hear the speaker very well. Sorry, we must make sure that we keep to the time, because we don't have a lot of time left. Oscar, 3 minutes, please.
Cuando yo llegué como joven diplomático,
when I arrived as a young diplomat, I can't hear the speaker, I'm sorry.
No se escucha.
Consejo de Seguridad, una de las primeras, nosotros los fue. Ah, caramba, ¿cómo es eso? Ya puse aquí el...
No se escucha, Oscar.
I'm sorry, Oscar, we can't hear you.
No está tu micrófono.
And your microphone's off now.
Reiniciar. Es que sale aquí silenciado.
No se escucha.
I'm sorry, we can't hear you.
No se escucha.
Parece que tiene mala señal de internet.
He has a bad internet connection.
Sí, otra vez, por favor.
You can try again. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Sí.
Yes, but I don't think so.
No.
De hecho, llegué a Naciones Unidas como joven diplomático.
When I arrived at the UN as a young diplomat.
¿Escucha?
Can you hear me?
No.
I was listening to the council as a internal representative.
I
hope that I can speak later then, because I really don't know what else I can do so that you can hear me. Yeah, we can hear you now.
A ver.
Let's see.
¿Ya se escucha?
Can you hear me?
A ver,
keep speaking.
Espero que ya se escuche.
I hope that you can hear me.
Una de las primeras
I was saying cosas, that one of the first things that caught my attention is that in the UN Charter of Principles, it says that us as the people of the world,
debieron de haber puesto con mayor honradez. Nosotros,
have
los gobiernos
great
del mundo,
honor
que no todos ellos son verdaderamente
knowing that not all of our governments are representative of their people. But this political phenomenon and this historical experience that has been happening since the World Social Forum
represents
identity which is ever more global. And a citizenship that is becoming ever more universal. And what I wanted to highlight or show was that we've got up to this point after a small group that has been growing through this effort of renewal.
Social mundial se muere.
If not, the World Social Forum will die, it will disappear. So we need to move forward in a very positive way. The way that this renewal, it seems to me that we don't want it to remain
there.
It shouldn't be a mere stimulation of change. It must go beyond to substantial internal change, and therefore it seems to me that this is about rebuilding a power that goes against that can become a global political actor. It will go beyond exchange into action. An action will be vigilated by the, in the activity that we're developing now, to arm a common, put together a common agenda with minimum common actions that we can take. And I hope that this will happen. It will exist. Thank you.
Please, 3 minutes. And after third, Rossi. Please, start.
Your mic.
Do
you hear me?
Yes.
Good. First, I would like to thank all these fantastic people who have sustained the World Social Forum process through so many years, and especially now in the years when it hasn't been so fashionable anymore. I do believe that actually all have been very important. And sometimes that the accusations that have been going on are actually two-sided. There are two sides to it, and that has a little bit of a problem, especially when young people want to enter the process. But we have to live with that. And I would especially thank the Renovation Group for the central panels. That was totally necessary to politicize this process. This whole idea with total open space, spontaneous, was a total failure. And now we have a much better situation for to make a success out of this. What is a problem, of course, is this constant, oh, hallelujah, the new movements, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is bullshit. The most important movement at this meeting has been the International Peace Bureau. It's 128 years old and is not a left-wing organization even. So there has to be some kind of understanding of diversity includes the national level as well. This shortcutting of the local with the global is a disaster. There is a national level, and many movements like the Via Campesina and Francis knows this very well. There are some who tries to shortcut that and say political parties is the only solution. No, there are international movements who know how to do it as well. So I think also that there is too much self-accusations. The best criticism against the World Social Forum, the big supporters like Rosa Luxemburg Foundation, when they criticize the World Social Forum, they say it's not the World Social Forum that is the problem. It's the factionalism in the West, in the left. With other words, it was maybe not possible to do what we're doing now before. And it's maybe also that the big social movement tends to be focused on their own issue. The COVID crisis have suddenly made them much more open. So we are actually in a very much open space, a possibility. Walden Bello states this very clearly. 2008, people still believed in the system. They don't do it anymore. So welcome to the assemblies on Saturday. It's a total last minute thing, but it was actually prepared in April and December in Europe where we really had this agenda. But it has been hard because everybody has, of course, now involved in their preparations for the thematic spaces. But we hope that everybody now will support us because we are very small organizations trying to do this. But we are here and we will send out invitations, etc. And you are most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tord. Rossi, estás la última en la lista, por favor.
¿Ahí me escuchan?
Sí.
Okay. Bueno, disculpen que llego al final.
Can you hear me?
Rosy Zúñiga, soy la secretaria general.
I'd like to present myself. My name is Rosy Sonia. I am the, I work for the part of the International Council and the collective facilitating the World Social Forum in Mexico. We're very happy to be here, not just to meet, but also to have specific processes. I would like to highlight that I was part of the organizing group of this virtual march on the 24 virtual march. It was a huge effort, but there was also so much connection between people, and that was essential, I think. that we had people from Pacific Islands, from people with Oceania, from Africa, Europe, India. So there were many voices to be heard, but we saw that it's necessary to have these spaces for dialogue. People just wanted to speak, to talk, to tell their experiences. So some of the... I'm almost 50, so I'm not one of the youngest of the IC members, but I think we are trying to integrate more young people. I think it's a challenge that you have mentioned as to how we can... How we can get to the end of the World Social Forum, the virtual forum, but how can we have a way of actions, a route of actions to help this transformation? And as Leonardo Ferreira Cuti said, for outside of the World Social Forum, we need intellectuals. We need many people. Today, as we said, in the space of economic social justice, we need justice. As a common leader in Oaxaca, one of our leaders was assassinated in the march, and we need to rise up against this. We need to say something about it. We have a huge task that we must articulate actions and generate the necessary actions to take. Thank you so much, Francine, for the space, and I could say so many more things, but I think we are building the forum, but we want to build the process of articulations, not only in the presential person in Mexico with all the process. We just don't want to have articulations. We need the necessary bridges between us to fight against this patriarchal and capitalist, colonialist and racist system. We need all your help. Thank you. Many thanks. Thank you, Rossi.
Before our time is up. So I would like to invite possibly the people who have introduced this debate, Boa, Candido, I do not know who else is still there. Maybe Roberto, if you have something, some concluding remarks, I think the interpreters will give us 5 minutes, 10 minutes maximum. Please. Candido, Roberto, anyone else? What a beautiful conclusion. Of
a microphone, Boa. Boa, microphone.
Microphone, Boa.
No, ahora en español.
I speak in Spanish now. I'm delighted with this debate. I would say that it's an irreversible step has been taken. Nobody wants to stay in the present situation, because we all see the great difference between the potential of the forum and how we can turn that into global actions that represent strategic thinking on a global level, coordinating action with the different peoples. This, I'm here representing the public university. Education is central for us. Yet, we were setting up a university yesterday, a good living university with thousands of people. Structuring that, putting that together is so important. We need to be represented on the basis of representativeness, democracy, and make sure that our proposals don't get lost in disputes and debates. But we still need to discuss things. Many of you have said many important things. If we're talking about strategic thinking, it's possible to select certain actions that we will ask our think tanks. We shouldn't be afraid of that word. We're working in support of the movements. We should prepare some reports on 4 or 5 themes or subjects a year that will give the WSF a global presence, which Gabriel said, Leo Gabriel, which multiply the effects of the movements at the municipal level, local level, regional level, whatever. It's very important in my experience. If we're with a people and a local movement, we want to know that somebody there in that context is thinking in the same direction as us. To overcome the isolation of the movements, it's essential. We're talking about the extreme right is growing. We were the only country in Europe that we didn't have a formal extreme right. Then religious conservatism, the Cold War between the USA and China. We need this strategic thinking against the hegemonies. It's not a question of work on social struggles, anti-colonialist struggles, against racialization, as Mireille discussed, completely agree. And we're totally against the patriarchal structures as well. Capitalism, colonialism, and the patriarchy. So we need to think strategically of actions to combat that. And the last thing is, as Leo said, we're in a hurry. So we can do some work until the Mexico Forum next year. Let's start work already. That forum could be the first stimulus for global action. From my position, when I'm speaking with my colleagues, we can do the two things. We should do the two things. Why not? Why not start and then see what happens? And if we get encouraged and excited, we can develop the strategic thinking and with all the organizations that are with us, and we'll take that to Mexico so it'll be more credible and stronger. And we can present several proposals in Mexico. So the Mexico Forum will represent the renewal of the World Social Forum. Thank you. Thank you very much. Boa.
I don't know if there is anyone else who wants the floor.
Solamente Francine, una.
If not, sí, Calido, brevemente, Roberto. 2 minutos, no más. Sí.
2 minutes, Roberto. Candido. I support this idea of Boa that we need to make an effort to systematize our thinking. We're not visible yet. So this is the way to go. We shouldn't wait. We can draw up proposals and organize ourselves. I think it's more effective to show things in practice than trying to define principles in a charter and things like that. As Roberto said, that's something that's historical, that happened in the past. And I've been really impressed by the contributions. I've been outside the process for a long time, but I'm very grateful to you for these great presentations, contributions. Thank you. Roberto. Microphone, please, Roberto.
Sì, sì, vuota lì. Queria solo toccare un punto.
I wanted to mention one point.
Del pannello di introduzione.
after the introductory panel, the relationship with political parties, because I know there are people who will see this, this in my experience of the forum. They'll see it as an adulteration of the civil society process. If we lose our identity, the problem is different. We represent the voice of the basis, the grassroots of the political parties. We need to express the debate to the political parties. This fear about adulteration that some people have, it's wrong. Because it's a dual process, so that our ideas can be represented, can have representativeness, and they can get into the institutions. We need to remember we also have to conquer institutions. You can't go into battle without realizing that it's in the institutions where these things are decided. We have to work on that. Thank you very much, Roberto.
I finish this meeting thanking you all very, very much. I think we have heard a lot of very useful proposals. We will have to examine all of them. But the first thing we have to do is to broaden our group with all the people who were here and who have contributed. And I do hope we can continue to count on you to help us to really make progress and to really politicize, democratize the World Social Forum. I think it is a great challenge, but I think the path is right. And I think we have made already a lot of progress. And again, I would like to thank all of you very, very much. I also would like to thank the interpreters once again. I know the job is very, very difficult if you are before a screen. So thank you very much. And we keep in touch. We have your contacts. If you want to know anything, please contact us. We are ready for dialogue. We are always available for discussions. So thank you very much, all of you, and see you again, hear you again later in this week, and certainly next year in Mexico. Thank you very much.